Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The internet is such a big place, like it's an entire world. And I don't think that even if you are a person who's been using the internet for like 10 years, I mean, I've been using it for more than 10 years since there was 2G, and I know I'm not the only one, right? But if you're currently using the internet in today's world, you need to understand just how enormous it is, right? And as a result, whenever something is popular and it's being used by many people, you get a lot of people who have bad intentions, a lot of malicious and nefarious people who exist in that space trying to figure out ways that they can, you know, take advantage of the vulnerable. And here's the thing about us as human beings, right? We never consider ourselves the vulnerable until the day that we actually are taken advantage of, until the day that we are scammed. You know, I've been scammed once, maybe not on the internet, but I've been scammed once, until the day maybe that you're hacked, your account is hacked, and you see yourself being, your account being used to post certain images or to ask people for money. Recently, I had a friend of mine tell me that her partner, their cell phone number was stolen, and someone was trying to use that cell phone number in order to do some kind of nefarious behavior. And that's a very, very bad thing to happen to any person, right? And these are things that we need to be aware of. The fact that on the internet, there are people who have incredibly bad intentions. And unfortunately, the platforms that we are on, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even WhatsApp, right? Those platforms are not doing their utmost best to keep you safe. They are doing their utmost best to increase their earnings and to make money for their shareholders. And you are the product, right? You have to keep that in mind. Just like you are the product to a person who has very bad practices or very bad intentions on the internet, you are the product to these companies as well. And they might be doing it in a legal manner but you have to understand that there are people who are there who don't care about what's legal and what's not. They don't care about the dark and the light. They just here to take advantage of people. And it's especially important to understand the fact that these people exist not only just for yourself. You might be a very savvy individual who's able to use the internet and you're able to navigate it and avoid all of these nefarious practices and bad actors out there. But you have to also keep in mind that you have other people in your life that use the internet, and as a result, you do have to be aware of just how big it is and the fact that there are dark spaces that exist within the internet. So let's talk about some of these, right? The first thing to be aware of, if you're a young person and you're a user of the internet at large, the first thing you need to be careful of is we love influencers. You know, as young people, we love our influencers. And the thing about having someone that you follow, someone that you love, someone that you'd like to be like, is the fact that you don't question the things they say as much as you would anybody else, even your friend, right? You question them less than the people that you see every day, even though they live miles away from you. So this is something that we really need to be aware of. And it's okay to love influencers and have a favorite one and have those who you watch on a daily basis. That's perfectly fine. But it is important for us to understand the fact that influencers can mislead us, and they can be very misleading. One of the most popular scams that are going on right now is just seeing a lot of influencers selling crypto scams, right? Telling you that I've just come up and created a new crypto. It's taking us to the moon. If you invest now, you're going to make a lot of money. Most of them are basically just at their core, they're just pyramid schemes. If you distill them, they're pyramid schemes, very complicated pyramid schemes, but all of them are just that. But unfortunately, because we love our influencers, we love the people we follow on social media or online platforms. So that's the first thing that you need to be very aware of, right? Another thing is, not everybody on social media, you know, when a person is wearing a mask, they're willing to do a lot more terrible things than when you see them in real life. So consider the fact that people on social media are not being themselves. Sometimes you might even find that a close friend, someone who's a friend who's sitting next to you in class, when they are on social media, they turn into your bully. And this is something that we need to be, you need to prepare yourself emotionally. And you do need to confront it to some extent. If you do know that person in real life, you do need to confront them. But the reason I mention this is because to some extent, you're going to have to learn to have grow a callus around your heart, right? Have a callous heart, particularly towards such comments, because you need to remind yourself that these are just people being people on the internet. This is not who they are in real life. And therefore, I need to filter out what I engage with, and I need to filter out what I allow to fester and settle within me, right? Especially if you're a young person using, and you have your own account, you're not just using social media, but you're growing your own following. It is incredibly important for you not to take every word you read on the internet seriously. People will find a gorgeous, flawless looking person, and they will use the fact that they're flawless as a way to insult them. So you need to understand who you're operating with on the internet, and to what extent do you allow that to impact you. Another thing is, be very wary of people who make an effort to meet with you in real life. This is a very, very important thing, especially if it's a person you've never interacted with before. Be very, very careful of you meeting someone online who says something like, I really would like to meet you. I really do want to see you. You know, regardless of how strong or buff or how confident you may think you are. I mean, I know people in my life who have been gullible enough to go and meet with people that they'd never met before, only ever interacted with them online. And they don't realize the fact that there are people whose job it is their 9 to 5. They come in, they clock in at like 7 or 8 in the morning, and they leave at 5 p.m. And they have hives where they sit, or offices rather, where they sit, and their job is to scam individuals. This is a very, very important thing for you to understand, that they literally get paid to scam people. This is how they make their money. So as a result, in as much as you don't want to consider everyone to be a scam artist, it is important for you to exercise some degree of caution. And I must say, you know, now that I've mentioned all of these things that you need to be careful of, I must also emphasize the fact that I am a user of the internet, and I am a person who will encourage my own kids to use the internet. So the point is not to stay away from it and treat it like it's some dark place that you need to stay away from, right? And there are dark places, believe me. There are some places that you will have to go out of your way in order to reach on the internet, because they're so dark and illegal, right? But I need to also help you understand the fact that I'm trying to have your use of the internet be a responsible one, rather than you turning into someone who says, I don't want to use the internet at all, because it has become part of our reality. It has become the way we do our jobs, the way that we socialize and interact with so many people. Some of us, it's the way that we run our businesses. And that's a very, very important thing for us to also acknowledge about the internet. However, just like you go into the world with a sense of caution, you need to treat the internet in just the same way. One other thing that's very important that you do need to be careful of is the addiction aspect of the internet. You know, you find yourself doom scrolling, is the term that's commonly used these days, right? Where you go onto a platform and you just find yourself watching video after video after video after video, and time keeps going and you just can't seem to rip yourself off of your phone. That's a very important thing for you to be mindful of and to be careful of and to be aware of. When you see yourself getting addicted to a particular platform, be mindful of it. Delete it for some time. See how long you can go without it. That is living healthy. That is using the internet in a healthy manner, right? And sometimes you may even think, oh, it's all these people who are doing bad things. Sometimes you may find that you're doing something positive. But that thing, if you do it excessively over a long period of time, it's bad for you. Like going to the gym, believe it or not, in as much as many of us would like to see ourselves consistently go to the gym, if you overdo it, it can be very bad for your body. If you don't rest, if you don't have periods throughout the year where you give yourself time to rest and allow your muscles to recover, that in itself is bad for you. In fact, I would encourage that you have seasons within the year where you intentionally keep yourself away from even the good things, so that you can be able to pay attention to family, to friends, check on people and find out how they're doing. So I'm going to leave you with this question right now, right? What is it that you have, what platform or any website or something on the internet that you've been using, but you have not been mindful of the fact that you have not been using it carefully?
My name's Charlotte Toye. This is I Am Live, and we are discussing why young people should be careful of social media. Now, social media is obviously in itself is not a bad thing. It's not an evil thing. It can be used for good. I find a lot of good content for sermons and everything on social media because it is sort of a dialogue that the world is having in for us to see what's the main ideas and the main way of thinking that people exhibit. So, why should we then be careful? Okay, I've got a couple of reasons. The first reason that I want you to be careful on social media is for the following. And that is that social media allows you to post things and say things that you would not necessarily do in a face-to-face situation. Now, the Bible obviously warns us that we will need to give account for every good or bad deed that we do. Therefore, if you give, you should give account of every good and bad deed that you do. If you do give account for that, that obviously means the stuff that we post on Facebook as well. The captions on TikTok, the tweets that we tweet on X, is it still X? Those things, it actually matters. So be careful for what you do. The second thing that you should be careful about on social media, that you should be cautious about, is the fact that on social media we do have identity and comparison issues. We see people, we compare ourselves to them, and then we struggle with our own identity. We don't know whether that which they post is real. We don't know whether that which they post is their authentic self, and we struggle to see whether we should live like that or not. We struggle to see that it's this whole. And then when this identity crisis rises up, we compare ourselves with others. Now, what happens is you see people, not necessarily their physical well-being or their physical body shapes. You see these guys that work out and they advertise these type of pants and you immediately think, man, I'm not as big and bulky as muscular as them. Not only that, but you see them affording the actual pants that they want you to buy, right? Which is not affordable. Not a lot of things that we see with our eyes aren't affordable to us, right? So that's the thing that we compare ourselves to. We see how they look and think like, I want to look like that. And then you can't look like that. And it's very difficult and it's cumbersome to a lot of us. The second thing that I want you to take into consideration is the identity problem. You don't know who you are because you surround yourself with people that might think or act differently on social media. I've seen it with my kids. They watch the show on YouTube and it's these couple of guys that do cool stuff, and it's Christian guys, it's Christian content, but they've got a very high energy level during the entire show. That's obviously how they keep people captivated, right? Now, I don't want to name people and then shame them, but they've got this very high energy level, and I've seen my own two sons try to exhibit that energy level, which is not something for specifically for my eldest that comes natural. He's not that high energy. He's not always shouting and yeah, and high-fiving people. But when he watches the show, he does that. Social media, which is YouTube forms a part of, can rob you of your own identity. The third thing that I would like to mention this evening is the fact that social media can steal from your time and your well-being. We can very easily find ourselves doom-scrolling through Snapchat or TikTok, rather. Doom-scroll yourself through TikTok and through Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, and you're just sitting there and watching these 10, 15-second videos, and I don't know if you've noticed, but when you watch 4 or 5, a minute has passed. And we hardly ever only watch 4 or 5 of those videos. That is something that that robs you. And then it's called doom scrolling for a reason, because after you've sat and you've done it for 10, 15 minutes, you feel ill. You almost, to a certain extent, feel very ill and you don't feel well at all. So doom scrolling, that's the second, or distraction and wasting of time. That can be the third thing that I want to mention. The fourth and final thing that I want to mention, which is probably the most obvious, is the fact that social media can become a huge temptation for us. Pornography is all around because the world sees it as absolutely normal. They feel that you should celebrate your body, and the only way that you can celebrate your body is by being nude And that's the only way that you can accept yourself, apparently, is being comfortable with who you are and allow yourself to post nude photos, which is not acceptable for Christians, which is not acceptable to living a holy, devoted to God lifestyle. Now you're entering into a space which is not dominated by Christians. It can be. It should be. Your algorithm might allow it, right? But it's not dominated. So you will be walking literally into the lion's den. You are basically, as David writes in Psalm 23, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death. You walk through the valley of shadow of death. Obviously, not physical death, spiritual death. But there's naked people everywhere, unfortunately, on most social medias, right? I'm on a Facebook group that has a lot of people that post photos from the Kruger National Park, right? I love it. I love the Kruger National Park. I love going into game ranches and everything, right? Would you believe it that site basically gets hacked on a weekly level, and it's always by people posting nudes, and then they, when you click on the nude, it takes you to some weird site in which they want your credit card details. That is the cautious thing. Now I need to just elaborate something real quick. I've never clicked on it. I just know people post, don't click, which I actually think draws more attention to the thing, which is more cautious. We should be more cautious of. But yeah, those are my reasons why young people today should be careful of social media.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.